I'm going to end off by giving a time check. The very first time check I gave on Springbok Radio, I think it was in 1970, with apologies to the sponsor concerned. Tick, tick, Timex. Tick, tick, Timex. Guaranteed, inexpensive, quality watches. The time on Springbok at the next stroke of the gong will be 28 minutes past six.
And so, this is it. The last seconds of the station that was born 35 years ago. Which began life as a revenue earner, quickly became a household friend, and maintained both those attributes from beginning to end. Dat was niet moeilijk om binnen een paar uren al die stemmen en herinneringen van Springbok Radio vanaf 1950 tot 1985 in te passen. Dit is ook jammer dat zo baie van die klanken van Springbok Radio voor altijd verloren is, omdat uitzaaibanden herbenut wordt. Maar ons hoop dat u uit die bande wat welbehouwe geblei het en door die stemme wat elk hulle verhaal vertel het, sommige aangename herinneringe van Springbok kon herleef. We've been overwhelmed by the emotions, expressions of warmth, friendship and companionship, which have been expressed by both listeners and announcers during these last transmissions. We pray that our new successor stations build the same togetherness with their audiences that we've been grateful to have received. On behalf of the tremendous team who over the years have contributed to and made Springbok Radio, I say to you, wherever you may be listening, a most sincere thank you for your loyalty and your support. The station, which on the 1st of May 1950 said, "Good morning, South Africa. This is Springbok Radio," now says, "Good night, South Africa." This was Springbok Radio.